בוקר טוב רבותיי, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת ויט חנן, שבת נחמו, unbelievable. This week, there's so many things jam-packed into פרשת השבוע, so many things we can talk about. Towards the end of the פרשה, we read probably the most famous section of the Torah for most Jews, שמה ישראל, אדוני אלוהינו, אדוני אחד, ואהבת את אדוני אלוהיך, בכל לבבך, בכל נפשך, בכל מאודיך. Right after, the Torah gives us the mitzvah to aseh, the positive Torah commandment, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of our hearts and all of our souls and all of our possessions. The Torah immediately follows that up with what? V'ayu ha-devarim ha-ele, asher amachim tzavecha, which is talking about mitzvah ma? Mitzvah. Talmud Torah. V'ayu ha-devarim ha-ele, v'shinantam levanecha. Hagaon Chafetz Chaim, in a sefer Chumat Adat, says a beautiful pshat on the connection, on the juxtaposition of these two ideas. The mitzvah to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately followed by the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What does one have to do with the other? Explains the Chafetz Chaim beautifully b'derech mashal. He says, in life, there are different objects and different substances that either innately have a certain nature, or sometimes it doesn't innately have the nature itself, but it rubs off, that nature rubs off on it from something else, which means, Chafetz Chaim gives an example. You can have a fire. Fire, by nature, is hot. Then you can have metal. Okay, metal, if you heat up, metal by nature is not hot. On the contrary, it's cold. But what? A metal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created metal, that what? It can, the heat of the fire can rub off on it, and it can get hot. What's the difference between something that has an innate nature and something that has an annexed nature? What's the difference between the fire and the metal? Says the Chafetz Chaim, two primary differences. Listen carefully. Is it given? He says, beautiful. Chafetz Chaim writes, Chafetz Chaim is also the master of Mashal. He says, first of all, number one, fire not only is hot itself, it's also because it's innately hot, it's able to make other things hot as well. Metal, since it's not intrinsically hot, it's only able to be annexed, metal can get hot. Can it make other things hot?
No. Annexed.
Meaning it gets its heat from something else. Metal can get hot. It can't make other things hot. Difference number one. Difference number two is time. Fire, even as time goes, as long as the fire is still on, even as time goes by, will the fire remain hot? Yes. What about hot metal? As time goes by, what's going to happen to the metal?
Cool down.
That's the difference between intrinsic and rubbed off from something else, what I called annexed. Says the Chafetz Chaim, now listen very carefully. The Torah itself, the Navi says in Yirmiyah, Halo ko devari ka'esh ne'um Adonai uchfati shifotzet salah. The Torah is a ball of fire. Not only that, those who learn the Torah, Talmid Chachamim, they also become fire. As the Gemara tells us in Masechet Ta'anit, Talmid Chacham dekaratach, oraitahu dekaratach. When you see a Talmid Chacham get angry, what's fired up inside him? The Torah. Also, we know the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Kaf Zayin, the Gemara says that Talmid Chachamim, shegufan esh, the Talmid Chacham not only contains Torah, which is fire, their body becomes fire as well. Therefore, what? If Talmidei Chachamim are fire, not only are they able to heat themselves up, what are they able to do? To heat others up as well. They're able to infuse that heat onto others as well. On the other hand, you have other people who are not Talmidei Chachamim, but they come and cleave, they come and stick to Talmidei Chachamim. Now, what happens then? Let's say an Am Haaretz or a person who doesn't learn on his own, but he sticks to Talmidei Chachamim. He can be compared not to fire, but to what? Metal, which means that he'll be metal, he'll get hot from Talmid Chachamim. And by the way, that's mitzvah. Mitzvah ta'aseh min ha-Torah uvo tidbak. The Gemara says, how is a person supposed to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How is he supposed to cleave to him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ish ochila, consuming fire, as we see in this week's parasha. Says the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, how does a person fulfill the mitzvah of sticking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By sticking to Talmid Chachamim. It's a mitzvah to eat with them, to drink with them, to learn from them, to hang out with them, to talk to them, to do business with them. Mitzvah aseh min ha-Torah mamash. It's a big mitzvah, but what? That person who hangs out, that person who cleaves with Talmid Chachamim, can only be compared to metal. which means number one, that only applies, A, he'll only be hot from them when he's with them. As soon as he leaves them, he'll cool down. And number two, even when he's with them, he only has the power, he can only get hot himself, but he's not able to transfer, to conduct that heat to other people. That's why the Torah says very carefully, Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha. The Sifri, the Midrash in this week's Parasha in Sifri, writes, what does the word Ve'ahavta mean? And you shall love. First of all, don't pronounce it in the mistaken way like many people do. We've spoken about this many times. Ve'ahavta, right? They teach especially to Ve'ahavta et Hashem. Ve'ahavta means, and you have loved Hashem your God, in past tense. Right? If you read it like that, be'ahavta, and you loved, what does that mean about now? That's kfira. Rather, the proper way to read the word is ve'ahavta. Ve'ahavta means, and you shall love Hashem your God, which is b'lishon tzivui. It's mitzvah to love Hashem your God. Make sure not to read ve'ahavta ta'ut. Ve'ahavta nachon. Understand? Not ve'dibarta bam. V'dibarta bam means you spoke about it in the past. Ela v'dibarta bam, and you shall speak of them. Tzivui. That being said, Rabotai, the Torah gives us a mitzvah. It doesn't just say ehov et Hashem Elokecha, just love Him. It says ve'ahavta. Says the Midrash in Sifri, and says the Gemara in Masechet Yoma, Daf Pevav. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elokecha milamed sheyeshem shamayim mitahev al yadecha. Which means not only are we commanded to love Hashem, we're commanded to act in a manner which will cause others to love Hashem as well. Which means that we're commanded not only to get hot, we're commanded to rub off on other people as well. Which means the Torah is telling me, don't just be metal, be a fire. How am I supposed to do that, says the Torah. You want to be a force that's able to penetrate other people as well. You want to be the fire, not just the metal. You want to be able to give, not only to receive. Where do you delve? You got to make sure to learn the Torah yourself. The Torah is the only tool by which a person can make himself a stick fire, a piece of fire that's able to heat up other things, that's able to rub off on other people, that's able to bring kiddushem shamayim la'olam, that's able to show people the light. How are you supposed to do kiruv? How are you supposed to bring other people back without containing Torah yourself? You go, imagine a person goes and you try to bring a person who's strayed from the path of the Torah back. You try to bring him back. If he's empty of Torah, we're going to tell him, oh, wow, Judaism, great. Yeah, right. What do you have to sell? What are you going to tell him? You have to contain Torah. You have to be ish. Warm him with the heat of the Torah. Show him the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Torato HaKadosha. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to make Shem Shamayim mitahev. You want to act in a way, you want to walk around in the world and make Hashem's great name beloved by all. You must retain Torah. First, you have to fill yourself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah Kedosha, and then the rest comes by default. You're able to give it over to others, act in a way that people come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all one. That's the juxtaposition between Be'ahavtai Hashem Elokecha and Vayu Adabrim Ha'ele, Mitzvah Ahavat Hashem, and Mitzvah Talmud Torah Rabotai. This is not only a mitzvah for a bein. It's a mitzvah in the Torah that's given to every single Jew. We say it three times a day. It's an unbelievable opportunity. Every single Jew has a chovah to proclaim Malchut Shamayim Ba'olam and to make sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is beloved in the world. And the only way to do that is by learning and giving that over. You can't give over if you're empty, right? You can't. That's the way it works with everything in life. You can only pour into something else if
you have a tour.
Exactly. You can't, if you have an empty cup, you're not pouring anything out of an empty cup because it's empty. First, you have to fill yourself with Torah, mitzvot, ma'asim tovim, and then let that light spill over and be mashpia on other people. Rabotai, I want to thank you all for listening and coming back. Enjoy this coming Shabbat, Shabbat Nachamu. It's the first of a series of 7 weeks. Nachamu, Nachamu, Amin, Bezat Hashem, from now until Shoshana. Bezat Hashem, the Nechama, through Geulah Yerushalayim, should be very, very fast in coming. And if we do what we're supposed to, through Torah and Mitzvot Ma'asim Tovim, and bring that light to all of the, you know, wayward people in Am Yisrael, and bring them back, Tachat Kanfei HaShechinah, you better believe that will speed up the process of Biyad Gul Tzedek. Thank you for listening. Shabbat Shalom. Okay.